Manager's Log, Thursday, April the 16th, 2020. Well, yesterday I was just finishing lunch. It was around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I heard this jet come flying by. It was the regular route. They come over Ball Hill and they make that dip and come into and go through Mill Creek Gap there. They usually do that. And so I heard the jet come through and figured, well, I'm not going to get out in the backyard to see if I can see it. So it'll be long gone. And then I heard another one. I thought, wow, here goes another one. And as I was walking, making my way to the backyard, heard another one go by. And the time I got out to where I could see Mill Creek Gap, there goes the fourth one. Only this one wasn't going through the gap. It was on the opposite side, in the further side of the hill. I thought, wow, that's different. And I said to myself, well, there's tomorrow's manager's log. Sometime back in either the late 1980s or the early 1990s, there was a lot more jet traffic come through the valley. Usually they'll come over Bald Hill and come down and go through Mill Creek Gap. And I found out later that route was established as a training route back when they had prop planes back in World War II. That's when that route was established, because the terrain is very similar to that in Germany. And since then, now we get the jets come through there. Well, back in then, like I say, either the late 80s or the early 90s, there was jets that were coming through the valley, and they're coming from the south, and they went towards Bald Hill. So they came down and dipped into the valley and jetted on out. That was very strange, and they were very loud, and people were complaining that the windows were rattling, and people were frightened by that. And so I got on the phone. I thought, well, where are those jets coming from? So what I did is I start calling. I called the Coast Guard over on the coast, and of course they didn't know. And so I asked them, well, who should I call? So they gave me a number to call, and I call an Air Force base that was nearby, and they had no flights going out, and they suggested another phone number. And so I kept calling around different Air Force bases until I finally found out where they're coming from. And all this time I was recording all this. This is back in the days when we record things on reel-to-reel tapes. Then you take the razor blade and the tape and you splice all the things out that you don't want, and you splice the one, splice everything back together again. So that's what I did. So I did this recording of all of the phone calls I was making, and the person I was talking with, of course, I told him I was recording this on a radio station, and making a report, making a story, following this lead, trying to find out where these jets are coming from. I called it the Great Jet Chase. And I found out they were coming from Southern California, Edwards Air Force Base. And I talked with some person there, and they got me in touch with their commander. I told them what was happening. They're coming from the south, and they're coming through the valley at low altitude, and then they're going up over Bald Hill. And he says, what? They're coming from the south? And I said, yes. He says, they're not supposed to. That's not the route. That's a very dangerous maneuver. And I said, well, yeah. People were frightened. Babies were crying. Dogs didn't know what to do. What the heck's going on? The council member at the time had gone to Nevada and went there to make an official complaint about the jets flying back, flying across the valley. And that's how we found out that was a route that was established back in World War II and has been changed. So that's somewhere in the studio, somewhere in the station, there's a cassette tape that says the Great Jet Chase. Probably has the year on it too. And that is a recording of the telephone conversations I had with various Air Force personnel and commanders, finding out where are these jets coming from. And those jets that were coming to the south end of the valley up over Bald Hill were coming from Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California. So that's that story. And I thought it's a memory of that time. So thanks for listening. Stay safe. Stay healthy.